Good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking a few minutes to hop on the Windspeaker Radio Network. Really appreciate it.
Well, I'm very glad to be here.
It's got to be one of those dream jobs to work at the TELUS World of Science, especially as the staff scientist.
Yes, you are absolutely right. It is a dream job. We have a lot of fun over here. I am in charge of the Science Garage Gallery, but I also have a paleo background, which is why I think you called me today. We're going to talk a little bit about our upcoming new exhibit, Dinosaurs the Exhibition.
That is exactly why I called, and it looks amazing.
So this is a totally new, totally different exhibit. New dinosaurs, new and better animatronics, and it's really going to impress everyone.
And that's what's wild about it, is when you walk in, there's a good chance you may come face to face with some sort of dinosaur.
That's a pretty good bet you can make, yes.
It's wild to me. The animatronics these days are just unreal.
Yes, and actually something that's new with this exhibit is in the past, all of our animatronics have been sort of very mechanical and kind of janky in their movements, which is kind of what folks expect when they go and they see an exhibit with animatronic sculptures in it.
Sure.
But this one's new. This one's special. It was designed so that all of the dinosaurs, while still robotic, they run off of a pneumatic system. And okay. So it makes their movements more fluid, more smooth, definitely more lifelike. You can even see some of them breathing. It's so cool.
That's wild. Well, as a kid, this is what I wanted to do. You're doing what I wanted to do. Paleontology, I think, is so incredibly fascinating. Like, I've been watching a story. They're trying to bring back woolly mammoths now.
Yes, they are. They're trying hard.
Which is just mind-boggling to me. It's like Jurassic Park is happening. But I'm just curious, what is it like being a paleontologist? Because I understand you're going to give kids a chance to do a little digging when they come down.
Yes, no, for sure. Because, I mean, you can't have a dinosaur exhibit and not have an opportunity to try and uncover some fossils of your own.
Yeah, so get a little dirty.
We're definitely going to. Exactly. We're going to be inviting our guests to come in and really try on that role of being a paleontologist. So it's not just digging in a sandbox, as wonderful as sandboxes are. We are going to have actual fossil dig sites set up in our programming area where we're going to give the real tools that paleontologists use on site to uncover fossil bones, sort of. And I think our guests are going to maybe suffer a little bit of humility, but also I think they're really going to digest and just love this experience of doing the real work that a paleontologist does by painstakingly taking away a little piece by little piece and uncovering these awesome fossils.
It's called Dinosaurs, the exhibition at the TELUS World of Science in Edmonton, gets going March 23rd. Where can they go for more info?
You can come check out our website at telusworldofscienceedmonton.ca, and you can, right on our front page there is information about our brand new exhibit, how to buy tickets, and then all of the other cool things that are going on to sort of celebrate and support our new exhibit. Like, we have an IMAX movie that we're going to be showing as well called Dinosaurs of Antarctica. And we're also having a Paleo Expert Day on Saturday, which is, I am so excited about. We're going to have a bunch of University of Alberta graduate paleontology students coming and sharing all of their work with us, which is so cool.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Jen, thank you for taking just a couple of minutes. I really appreciate it. TELUSworldofscienceedmonton.ca. Appreciate you coming on the Windspeaker Radio Network, Jen. Thank you.
Thank you so much.